questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the book Nahjul Balagha, Sayyid al-Razi, one of the outstanding Muslim Shia scholars and prolific writers, has compiled this book and has collected the sermons, letters, and aphorisms of Imam Ali alayhi salam in a book called Nahjul Balagha, or The Peak of Eloquence. Nowadays, in the shelves of the Muslims, two important books are beside the Holy Quran, Nahjul Balagha, and we can say Mafatihul Jalan by Sheikh Abbas al-Ghumi, and also we can say Sayfatul Sajadiyya by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Why Nahjul Balagha has reached such a great position that is put beside the Quran on the shelves of the libraries of the Muslims, especially the Shia ones? And up to an extent, it's reached up a higher status, up to an extent that it is called Akhul Quran, I mean, the brother of the Holy Quran. Why is it so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the title brother of Quran or Akhul Quran is not mentioned in the narrations of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. It has been given to Nahjul Balagha as by some of the great Shia scholars. And we cannot attribute it to the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. This is mentioned by some of the Shia scholars to show the greatness and the importance of this book, like the title of Ukhtul Quran, which is somehow called, which is used to refer to Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the sister of the Quran.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that, they are like the Noble Book of Quran, just they wanted to show the greatness of these two books. So anyway, this is the viewpoint of some scholars. Some people might claim that, okay, we do not like this title.
Yes.
Because no human word can be compared to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
But anyway, as I mentioned, it's a matter of different viewpoints.
And for sure it is for showing the great status of these
exactly,
two books.
Exactly, it's a kind of metaphor.
Yes,
I mean, one, even these scholars do not, no one
believe
has claimed that,
Nahjul
Balagha can be compared to the Noble Book of Quran. Now, what is the reason? The point is that this is for sure that after the Noble Book of Quran, no other book can be compared to Nahjul Balagha, and this can be seen through different facts. The way the Muslims, of course, especially the Shia, they have highly regarded Nahjul Balagha. When it comes to Persian translation, we may have more than 40 translations available for Nahjul Balagha, and nowadays, alhamdulillah, for many languages. There are so many commentaries written for Nahjul Balagha. According to some scholars, we have maybe more than 400 books.
Yes.
Add a kind of commentary regarding the Noble Book of regarding Nahjul Balagha.
Research institutes are also established.
Exactly.
For studying Nahjul Balagha, okay?
One of the main reasons that people, both Shia, the Muslims, and even non-Muslims, I will come to some examples from non-Muslims, they have highly regarded Nahjul Balagha is because of the literary significance of the book. I'm talking about Fasaha and Balagha, the rhetoric and the
eloquence
of this book. So, for example, Ibn Abil Hadid, who is one of the great Sunni scholars, but he has written a great commentary on Nahjul Balagha, he says that one line of Nahjul Balagha is like 1,000 lines of the words of Ibn Nabata, who was a very, very famous lecturer and orator in the 4th century after Hijrah.
That's right.
And now let's quote a Christian Lebanese scholar, the famous name George Ordaq, who also calls Nahjul Balagha a book which utmost level of eloquence. And also he calls Nahjul Balagha Quran in a lower level.
Yes, compiled the famous book Al-Imam Ali Sawt al-Adalat al-Insaniya.
And according to Alusi, it's been mentioned that he is quoted as saying that there are some words in Nahj al-Balagha which are very close to being a miracle. And that is why some people, they have introduced Nahj al-Balagha as ma fawq al-makhluq ma dun al-khaliq, meaning that the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha are below the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Noble Book of Quran, but higher than the words of any human being.
Yes.
So, or for example, kalamuhu duna kalam al-khaliq wa fawqa kalam al-makhluq.
Yes.
So all these points refer to the reason why some great Shia scholars have tried to show this greatness and significance by calling the Noble Book of Quran as Akhul Quran, or the somehow brother of the Quran in a metaphorical way.
That's all right.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
In order to be more familiar with, we can say, Nahj al-Balagha, there is another famous book called Nahj al-Sa'ada fi Musaddaq al-Nahj al-Balagha, written by Allama Muhammad Baqir Mahmoudi. Really an outstanding work. Some of the missed parts of Sayyid al-Razi are also mentioned in that book. It is written in Arabic language. It has a nice preface to the eloquence, as you said, and the rhetoric of Nahj al-Balagha.
One important point that sometimes some people who read Nahj al-Balagha are not aware of is that the main purpose of Sayyid al-Razi was just to collect the sermons, letters, and short sayings which were great in Arabic eloquence.
Eloquence, yes.
So that's why in some cases Sayyid al-Razi had not quoted the full letter or the full text of the sermon. No, he just has chosen some parts which were greater in eloquence and has not quoted the remaining parts. And that is why many other books have been written to complete this task of Nahj al-Balagha and this task of Sayyid al-Razi, including Nahj al-Sa'ada that you mentioned.
Yes.
I said that many people who read, but unfortunately many people do not read. According to Nahj al-Balagha, according to some statistic, maybe less than 5% of even Shia,
the people,
they have read Nahj al-Balagha once in their lifetime.
Or the Muslim communities are not familiar with it.
Non-Shia,
they have never heard of it, you know, what is the book Nahj al-Balagha. I myself have, we can say, talk to some of our Sunni brethren, whether you know the book Nahj al-Balagha or not. They have not heard even the title.
That's very unfortunate. And as I mentioned, when it comes to George Dagh, a Christian scholar, he says that I've read Nahj al-Balagha more than 200 times. This is very astonishing. And he has dedicated 40 years to read about Imam Ali alayhi salam and about his book Nahj al-Balagha. And his famous book, as you mentioned, is Sawt al-Imam al-Hadith, Sawt al-Adalat al-Insaniya. And it's been mentioned that, I have not seen the page, but it's been mentioned that on the back cover of the book, Imam al-Hadith, Sawt al-Adalat al-Insaniya, this Christian scholar has written the following: O Ali, if I called you higher than Jesus, then my religion does not accept that. Meaning that as a Christian, I cannot call you higher than Jesus. If I say that Jesus is greater and higher than you, then my conscience does not accept, because I have read about you.
Yes.
I do not call you God, then, O Ali, you yourself tell me who you are. This is how a Christian scholar highly regard Imam Ali alayhi salam and his book Nahj al-Balagha. One of the contemporary Shia scholars, Sheikh Dashti, who passed away a few years ago, and he has translated Nahj al-Balagha in Persian language, in his introduction to the book says that I read one of the books or writings of George Dagh in the scholar that we are talking about, who said that the attraction of the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam brought me motivated me to read Nahj al-Balagha 200 times. And then Sheikh Dashti says that then I was so much touched touched by this saying because I regretted a lot that a Christian scholar has studied Nahjul Balagha for 200 times. And the question now for me and for many other Shia is that are we familiar with Nahjul Balagha as this Christian scholar is? So I think you also rightly mentioned that when it comes to non-Shi'as, maybe the great majority of the Shi'a are not aware of the existence of such a book.
Yes.
And this is a very big duty of the Shi'a scholars, Shi'a communities, to at least introduce the book to non-Shi'as, to all Muslims, and not only the Muslims. There are some points in Nahjul Balagha which can be taken as lessons for all the people.
Yes.
There is a famous saying for Imam Ali alayhi salam, and this is a very famous one that, I mean, honor the people because they are either your brother in faith or your brother or like you in creation.
Yes.
So, I mean,
this was the letter to Malik al-Ashtar, I think, when he was sent to Egypt, that when you are going over there as a governor, consider all the people as your fellow men. Either they are your brother in faith or your brother, we can say, in general, I mean,
and
as human,
it comes to human rights,
yes,
I think this is one of, the, I mean, a shining sentence in human rights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if when it comes to human rights, we pay attention to the fact that we need to honor all the people because they are either like us in faith or in creation. No other law in human rights can be greater than this. Or when it comes to the letters of Imam Ali alayhi salam to his enemies like Muawiyah. The way that Imam alayhi salam in his letters has some instructions about war and peace, and the way he's teaching his soldiers how to behave regarding the enemy, regarding those who are taken as prisoners, regarding women, children, even regarding environment, and
yes,
so on and so forth. There are so many lessons to be taken from the sermons, letters, and short sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam when it comes to those people in power.
Yes.
Especially as you beautifully mentioned the letter of Imam alayhi salam to Malik al-Ashtar.
Yes.
The letter of Imam alayhi salam to his son Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. The mm-hmm. will of Imam alayhi salam. There are some famous sermons of the Prophet
yes.
of Imam alayhi salam, like Sheikh Shiqiyah,
yes.
like that of Hammam or Muttaqin, and so on and so forth. I believe that...
Especially the aphorisms. The short sentences, because nowadays the people are looking for quotations and the quotes, you know, to change them into posters or
exactly.
clipboards or something like that, you know, full of lessons. Some of them are really outstanding. That's right. Okay. Also, Ibn Abil Hadid, the outstanding, we can say, Mu'tazili writer, has written an explanation on Nahjul Balagha, you know, and... it is really fascinating that even the non-Shias and the non-Muslims become interested in such a book, you know, the peak of eloquence, Nahjul Balagha. Okay, that's all right. We hope that the people who are not familiar with the Arabic or the Persian language, also they can refer to the English translation, which is available in English language. So many commentaries and interpretations are written on Nahjul Balagha. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you regarding the status of Nahjul Balagha and why is it called the Akhul Quran or the brother of the Holy Quran. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة لعلي وحسين وحسن.